From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We had a large sample size of Deshaun Watson. He didn't disappoint. He showed some good things. He showed some things he's got to work on. I mean, he overthrew a handful of balls.
I went back and looked at it. I think there were three passes that he was really inaccurate on. But for the most part, I thought he looked pretty good. But I'd like to see him with the ones. The flip side is, even though he got sacked three times, Carolina was not getting a ton of pressure. They were pretty much playing zone. And so he had time in the pocket. That's not going to happen in a real game.
Lamont says, is Rick Smith and his people on the phone with Dwayne Brown at halftime? Probably should be.
Yeah, although I don't need to see Dwayne Brown in the preseason. Like, I want him healthy for the regular season. He also said, if Savage is your quarterback, the Texans have to be bending the knee to Dwayne.
Everyone says, you know, when you have a mobile quarterback, it makes the offensive line better. But that's not always the case. Because if you talk to offensive linemen and ask them what they prefer a quarterback who they know where he's going to be.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with the zero, at Degenerates975. You can text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first 2 hours, first hour, pretty much all football. Second hour, a little bit of everything. The Squirrel Menace, a lot of food talk. So, all available at podcastarena.com. Go check it out. Brochacho, I think, makes a really good point. She says, Houston is not a breakfast town.
Yeah. I mean, the Breakfast Club is a legendary spot.
But I got to tell you, I've been twice. Very disappointed both times.
Oh, really?
And I would never wait in line.
I've always liked it. I just always feel like the wait is too much.
Yeah, both times I went, it was, and I tried different stuff, and it was just, nope.
And then there's a place called Snooze that just opened, and I've yet to go, but I've heard really good things and seen really awesome pictures. So, yeah, I'd argue that Houston's not a great breakfast town.
Some of the Barnabys are pretty good. I've had breakfast there. It's good breakfast. And then I'll go to Natachi's when I want to drink the next morning because they have pretty good breakfast and you can start drinking at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings there.
Yeah.
But I tend to agree. There's not one place that I can sit here and go, oh, yeah, man, this place is go-to for breakfast.
Yeah.
713-780 ESPN, 713-780-3776. Harry's in Midtown has some amazing breakfast. I have not been there. God, what's that? There's a place over in Midtown that also does burgers. They've got a really good breakfast. Langford's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They've got a good breakfast. I've been there for theirs several times.
Like I said, I pretty much drink coffee for breakfast. So
yeah, the only time I have breakfast most days is if I'm a little bit hungover.
Yeah.
And you want to get a little grease in you to kind of balance things out.
If I can get some good breakfast tacos, I'll take them, but.
Yeah. And the last couple months, I really haven't been having breakfast at all because I'm trying to lose weight, and breakfast tacos aren't exactly the best thing for that.
No, that's not conducive.
So he says, Mex-Mex greater than Tex-Mex. I know people think that, but for a white man who grew up here, Tex-Mex is always going to be.
Yeah, I like both.
I like them both, but Tex-Mex is better. Boy, I'm getting like thousands and thousands of suggestions here. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Beth will be joining us at 6:15. She is joining us today, right, John?
Oh, she's here.
She's waving. Yes, she is. Oh, okay. I didn't see her back there. She's gotten shorter.
She's sitting down.
Oh.
But she says she took she got in at 6 in the morning here to Houston from New York.
Oh, really? What was she doing up there?
I think buying a bunch of lingerie.
She was at a romantic prop convention, as she likes to call them. She doesn't like to call them dildos or sex toys. She likes to call them romantic props.
I guess you can ask her when she gets in there.
Okay.
In about 10 minutes or so.
Fine. We will. Man. These North Korea stories. USA Today headline, North Korea missiles can reach Guam in 14 minutes, local official says.
Okay.
That gives you 14 minutes to shoot it down. I don't know what the hell we're doing with this. I really don't. They're fleas. They're no threat.
Well, the reality is, I feel like they could be a threat to a place like Guam.
Yeah, or a threat to South Korea. But
and if something like that were to happen, then clearly there'd be problems. But until there's problems, I mean, what do we do? It's sort of like, and you lived through this more at more of an age to understand it than I did, but the Cold War was basically just a standoff of, you know, we could do this if we wanted to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, we could do this.
Yeah, and it was one of those where you just...
It's a lot of flexing.
Yeah, it's who has the bigger thing. It's a Richard contest. And as long as it stays that, fine. Steve said, isn't it against the law to sell alcohol before noon on Sunday? Not if you're selling food.
It's against the law to sell packaged alcohol before noon on Sunday.
Yeah, but you can start, like if you go to a restaurant, 10 a.m. on Sunday, you can start drinking. That's why during football season, a lot of bars will open at 10 a.m. for the games, so you can get your drink on early. And it's pathetic that I know this, but oh well, it's true. Sometimes, especially on a Sunday, sometimes you're still a little drunk from the night before. And you kind of want to beef things up a little bit. Kind of balance your body out so that you don't feel like total garbage the whole day.
Yeah.
So you eat something nice and greasy, and you have a few drinks, and you're fine. 713-780-ESPN. All right, we'll squeeze in a call real quick. Alan.
How do you eat your eggs?
Scrambled mostly. Sometimes, but either scrambled or I get an omelet.
What about you, Jong?
Sunny side or over easy?
I like over easy.
I like them poached, too.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't like scrambled eggs.
See, I like scrambled. I simplicity.
Yeah,
Over easy, I like to pop it when it just
yeah, that's
egg,
what I like.
The yolk just bursts.
Yeah.
See, I
like to soak up that yolk with my bacon and toast.
Yeah,
and stuff like
yeah.
That.
That grosses me out. That's why I don't eat them like that.
Same reason I eat rare burgers and rare rare steaks. The closer to just its natural death state, the better for me. I never cook humans.
Well, you should.
Is that the next step?
No, I mean, I'm sure one day, but not now. Yeah. I'm not there yet.
Oh, you weren't here for that story that Jerome had about cartel guys eating humans in carving out of their butt to make tacos. Squeeze in a quick call. Alan. What's up, Alan? Go, Alan. And goodbye. All right. Don't ask for much. Just be there.
Yeah.
Somebody says it's a little hipster, but Toot Sweet has pretty decent breakfast. A lot of people rave about that. I've only had the coffee there. I've never actually eaten.
Fred is a hipster, though.
Not a hipster. I live amongst the hipsters.
A little hipster to you.
Yeah, Two Sweets food's not bad. It's pretty good.
I've never been there.
New York coffee shop in Meyerland. I used to go to breakfast there all the time. They had some good food. But, yeah. I'm not a hipster. I want that noted for the record. I don't have a beard. I don't wear an Eighth Wonder shirt. You know,
is that the mark?
That's kind of it, right?
Kind of.
Yeah, you've kind of got to be. Now, I do hang out at a lot of places that you would consider hipster places.
Right.
But that's because I live among them.
You live amongst them, yeah.
Yeah. And what do you define as hipster?
It's tough to, that's one of those things you just know it when you see it.
Okay.
I don't know that I could define it necessarily. So that's tough. But you're not really a hipster, but you do live amongst them. And you do some hipster things sometimes, and you go some hipster places.
Like what? What's a hipster thing?
I mean, some of the places you go, I guess, more than anything. would be considered hipster places.
Well, okay.
But you agree with that, right?
Neil's Bar is a hipster place.
Agreed.
Little Woodrow's is probably a hipster place.
It's turned into one.
Yeah. The one in Edo. Yeah, okay. I go to those places.
Now, are you making a progression to becoming a hipster? Like AJ's becoming kind of a, what do you call those?
What am I becoming?
Damn, what's that? What's that word? Where you eat human flesh.
Oh, a cannibal?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a slow process.
Very, very slow.
No, I'm too old. You can't be a hipster in your 50s.
I think you could.
I take that back. I have a couple friends who are older than me that are clearly hipsters. But you have to have hair, which I don't have.
Well, that's more of a genetic thing.
Yeah. Or you have to have a beard. That's you have to have a beard. Or 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, wearing a beanie in summer. Don't do that. Vaping, only do that if it's weed.
That's not true.
Sometimes I do that.
Skinny jeans?
No, don't do that.
You're wearing skinny jeans today.
These are not skinny jeans.
Jung, he's wearing skinny jeans.
These
right?
are not skinny jeans.
You look like Raheel.
These are not even close to skinny jeans. Yeah, JM for hipster, plaid shirt, big beard, black frame glasses, skinny tight jeans, sleeve tat. It's a pretty good description.
It's close.
Well.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. If you would like to spend more time outdoors, but your outdoor living area isn't quite what you would like it to be, let the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions revitalize that outdoor living area. They can renovate your faded pool deck or your grayed out patio with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money as well. Up to 0%, or they've got 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we are back on the Blitz, and you know what that music means. It's Beth time.
Hello, hello, everyone.
What's going on, young lady?
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. I'm glad to be back in Houston. I've been in New York. As Jong said, I flew in. Actually, my flight left at like 6:30 this morning, but I don't do well without a lot of sleep, So I'm dragging a little bit, but I'm really glad to be here. And coming back to y'all makes it like worthwhile. It was worth waking up early to do that.
So what were you doing there?
Shopping for lingerie.
Ah.
Yeah. So much fun.
For yourself or for the shop?
Always for the shop.
Okay.
I actually don't like shopping for myself very much. It's terrible. But then...
Wait, you own a shop, but you don't...
No, I never have. My mother used to love shopping. I've never liked shopping that much for me, but I really like dressing other people way more than I like dressing me. And I'm way better at it. I mean, you see me. I never get dressed up. I never pay that much attention. But when people come in, I've realized I'm actually kind of good. I can figure out things that are going to look good on people. I bought some items.
What kind of lingerie would look good on Fred?
Nothing.
I should have brought.
Let's cover it up with something,
wait,
Fred.
Oh.
Nothing isn't.
I got a vintage men's silk smoking jacket. It is stunningly beautiful. I should have brought it in. This is how I wasn't thinking. Okay, I'll have to bring it in.
A smoking jacket?
Yeah, like, you know, like Hugh Hefner or somebody would wear
Thurston
these.
Howell would wear a smoking jacket. Thing. Okay.
Yes, exactly. Hmm. And it's silk.
I get a
and
pipe
it's
that?
Blue. Yeah, not that kind of pipe, though. doesn't have the same panache as an old-fashioned.
Well, I'll get an old-fashioned pipe and put weed in it. Oh,
okay, that's fine. Yeah.
You put your weed in it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, and it'll feel so good? Okay, sorry. Yeah, I should have brought that in. So, yeah, that's the kind of lingerie that Fred would look good in. Loungewear, right?
Loungewear.
Like
silk pants?
Yeah, I don't have any silk pants, but I have some really amazing soft cotton men's pants.
I don't think that'll work for Fred. Mm-hmm. Fred's a silk man. That way you can make out the bulge. Gives a good outline. Cotton covers up his good stuff.
Nobody wants to see that. I think I'll go cotton, yeah.
No, those two unders actually give you a kind of a nice little pouch there.
Yeah, nice,
so those will show through in cotton pants.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I do like my bulge in these underpants.
Don't you feel weird saying underpants?
No.
I always think of that. I don't know.
These manties?
No, I like unders better. I just, somehow underpants sounds like a little boy or something. I don't know. That's just the way I grow up with it. Kind of weird. That's my deal.
So. A32 wants to know if you sell sex swings.
Of course she does.
Yes. I don't always have them in stock, but I definitely can order them. They just take up a lot of room. I've got a great sling that doesn't actually have to be attached to a ceiling or anything. You can just use it on a partner and it can get legs and everything out of the way. It's pretty interesting.
I saw some great thing that my brother sent me yesterday. In fact, he sent me a video of it. And it's like a contraption that both partners step into. And the man in the back portion and the woman in the front portion. And then basically it just does all the sexing for you. It's brilliant. You just have to lay there, and it's got like a battery pack to it that just sort of makes your hips move in the motion, and you could just lay there and have sex without even trying. Brilliant.
You step into it, but you lay there?
Yeah.
I'm confused. Okay. Well, you need to send that to me. How did you not send it to me?
I don't know. I'll have to I'll get this over to you, but it's very intriguing. I do like lazy sex.
Really?
That's the way to go.
That's I call it old people sex, right?
Yeah.
The spooning position.
That's
it's just
what
very
I'm about.
Easy. It's great in the morning or at night when you're just too tired to really move much, but it is pretty satisfying. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's been going on with your show lately?
I think so. Goodness. Sorry, I totally took a blank. Oh, last weekend we had White Linen Nights. In the Heights. We had.
I don't like that.
So, why?
I don't know. I don't like when everybody dresses up the same.
Oh.
It's weird to me.
We wore purple shirts so that people could tell us.
Yeah,
because otherwise you don't know who's working at the shop and stuff. But we had so much fun. We had old people, young people, men, women. It was a blast all night long. I really completely enjoyed it. Then on Love and Laughter with Beth, Dale brought in a bunch of questions from the ESPN guys that are on during the day. And we answered all of their questions.
What were the questions like?
About pornography, when, you know, how to get your woman, why she doesn't want to recreate the positions from porn, and whether it's okay to watch porn together.
Chicks don't like that, huh?
Recreating the positions, a lot of people are a little inhibited, and a lot of women, I guess, are a little worried about watching porn for various reasons. So,
okay.
I think some of their questions, apparently, Dell said, were supposed to be jokey, but I took them seriously, and we answered all of them. I thought I was so impressed they asked serious questions. Silly me. I ever expected, but yeah, it was good. Then this weekend, our show, Love and Laughter with Beth, is going to be on at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday night this weekend because it's the first the Cowboys.
Yes.
That other team.
Don't confuse us.
Are you getting bumped?
I'm so sorry. So, well, we're going to go before.
Okay.
I say we're going to be the pre-game show, and I think that way we'll get everybody hot and bothered, and then they can start watching football with a sexier perspective.
Okay.
I think we're going to have a pro coach come on the show, Tony Harvey, who was basketball coach, champion season at SMU. No, what's TSU? Sorry.
Okay.
I'm totally blowing this. I'm way too tired. Texas Southern.
Yes.
Here. Thank you. Okay. He's going to come on and we're going to talk all about sex expectations in the locker room.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Why? There's so much that these coaches have to deal with and stuff. It's really incredible.
I don't know. Locker room sex is have you heard the stories out of Penn State?
No.
They're very, very, very bad.
Wait, the players were having it at Penn State?
No, coaches.
Oh.
With
young kids. Oh, I did hear that. Sorry, you can tell I don't keep the schools.
They brought in for a football camp.
Yeah. Well, and then there's problems in Arizona where a guy was allegedly assaulting or stalking some
female students. I feel like the locker room is a place where sex shouldn't be an issue. Like any place where dudes are walking around, all of them are walking around naked. I don't like to think about sex.
Oh, I do. I don't understand how you don't.
Well, yeah. I'm not interested in what's being served at that party.
Right. Well, that's true. But here's the thing. Sex carries over, right? Different coaches don't want their players having sex the night before games, or even maybe for weeks or something before games, building up. Some coaches say, no, it's better to release that energy. Everybody's got their different sort of sexual pregame ritual, but they're all different. So we're going to talk about what testosterone and stuff. There was some, I think in Rocky, in the movies, they talked about for boxers that they didn't want him having sex for a long time leading up to.
Well, that's because it was Talia Shire.
Oh, that's, yeah. That could
be. That would make me not want to have sex.
I thought she was so pretty. But they say that actually if a man goes 3 months without sex, his testosterone lowers down to like that of a child, a kindergartner.
I would imagine so.
So that wouldn't seem to make you a very good aggressive boxer.
No.
Right? So there's some facts, but it's real that sex affects every single thing we do. There are studies that actually people who are having better sex and intimate lives actually do better professionally, not even just in athletics, but in white-collar positions, and their salaries are better, and they make more money, and they're happier, and they're healthier.
That's why Fred's management now.
That's it.
All the
exactly.
sex he's having.
Right. He's looking good.
That's why me and Jong are still living like peons. Can't get the right dough.
Yeah.
Does with yourself count? That's... Yes. Otherwise, okay. That,
yes.
Just
actually, orgasm is orgasm, so that right. does help. Okay. Still get
in that,
that
case,
release.
Yeah, then that's exactly why.
Oh, I should really be yes. making more money then.
That's, yeah.
Now that I think about it that way.
But there you go. Dollar for dollar. But women, actually, when orgasm can, for about 24 hours, the hormones that are released can help us deal with pain better. So, like Ronda Rousey, she likes to have as much sex as she can before fights.
Yeah.
And that may be one reason that she's so successful is that even
no
when she's hurt,
successful.
She can keep...
I think she may have figured it, she may no. have started doing it too much.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, sex addiction is a big problem.
I think it cut into her training schedule. And
that could be.
Yeah, she started getting her ass kicked.
Well, actually, I think...
You can't just have sex and assume that you're going to be able to fight. Like, you need to actually go train and stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, you have to be able to fight, too.
Yeah, you have to actually have to be able to fight.
Yeah.
That helps.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. She's a pretty awesome woman, though, so... She did well. Whatever she's doing now, you know, nothing's ever guaranteed. But, so I just think that sex relates to every single thing we do in life. And we just don't talk about it enough. We don't understand it. And then we make false assumptions. And if somebody is unhappy in their sex life, they're not going to play as well on the team either.
That's probably
true. Know? So wouldn't that be a bummer if you just lost a Super Bowl game because...
Because somebody's not getting laid?
Yes.
I could see
yes,
that
or if somebody's having performance anxiety in the bedroom, don't you think that would also impact their ability and their talents on the field? So, yeah. So I think coaches really have to be kind of sexperts. That's
I don't know. I don't like. It would have been weird if my coaches would have talked to me about sex.
Yeah,
they didn't.
No, I was in high school. That would be incredibly inappropriate.
Well, okay, but that's so silly because. Athletes, whether in high school or from then on, have groupies, right? Girls and women are throwing themselves at you. Don't
coaches
you think at least
teachers,
the coaches...
Teachers talking teachers, to students about sex is a no-go.
They should
that
be.
That is a good way to get fired.
They should be talking about condoms and protections and STIs
That's
and how to
health,
resist.
That's what my health teacher did.
For one little time, how much attention did you pay to that?
Oh, I paid a lot because my health teacher was super hot. I've told this story before. My health teacher, Miss Avery, was like the hottest chick at our school, and I was pretty convinced that it was going to happen for me. And
oh, this was the one.
Yeah,
I remember
but
that
then
one.
It didn't.
Yeah.
It was a miscalculation on my part.
But when you were concentrating so hard, were you concentrating on her or
you
were learning?
I was just thinking everything about with her.
Oh, no. So do you remember what she taught you about STIs and everything?
No, I don't know what STIs are. So
sexually transmitted infections.
Oh.
Yeah.
I come from an older school. It was just STDs for us.
Yeah. I don't remember why they had some logic for changing it, but still.
Yeah. I don't know anything about those STIs.
Yeah.
I'm an STD man.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's perfect. But still, like these college players and different lubes affect, can deteriorate certain condoms differently.
What kind of lube do you use, Fred?
I have no idea.
Kidding. We never talk to Fred about his lubrication. I don't know why.
You know, when people, when listeners come into the shop and talk to me about our show together on Pillow Talk, I just love it. And one of the things they say is, we can't believe that Fred just doesn't know what to say to you. It's one of my greatest accomplishments in life, Fred.
Well, what, that you've humiliated me on air?
No,
times?
Not humiliated you. That I surprise you.
I don't know about surprise.
You think I've humiliated you?
I think you have.
Yeah.
No.
Then she's going to take it serious. Don't tell her that.
Exactly.
She's going to...
Yeah. Which, wait a second. Let's go back to this earlier when you said that y'all wouldn't cry. I just want to be clear that at some point when you start caring enough for me that if I die tomorrow that you would cry, I want you to tell me. Because it'll feel good. Because if either of y'all died, I would definitely be crying.
I wouldn't cry if Fred or John died.
I would totally be crying if Fred or John or... Tyler or Colby or
what?
Trey or Dell. Oh, absolutely.
Kobe?
Yes. Yes, or Juggalo Trey.
I think Kobe and Juggalo Trey are lucky to have lasted this long in this world.
Well, they might have, but I would be very sad and I would cry. How can you not let these people affect you? I don't understand. How
and
do you
no
not walk
me.
Around with your heart around, on your sleeve?
It just doesn't work that way for me.
Yeah, me either.
There's like, I mean, I could count outside of my family.
Yeah.
I can count the people on one hand who it would affect me to that point.
Okay, well, I want to be one of those people, so you just let me know when I get there.
Okay.
I don't like being on the outside, you know?
It might be a while.
That's okay.
Well, how about this? I'll just tell you. You'll be dead. You'll never know.
Yeah. I'll know.
I'll cry.
I'll
just so you know, I'll cry.
I'll be around. I'll be lurking around. Go and have more sex.
I want to inherit your dildo collection, though, when you do die.
Oh, really? Would you take good care of it?
Your prop collection.
My
romantic
props.
Prop collection.
Yes. Wait, so you know why I call it romantic props, right?
Well, because you don't want your store to sound like a porno store.
No, I call them romantic props because I think everybody should have a romantic life. Like, it should be a romantic show. Just like nobody wants to see the same TV show or the same theater show every night. Nobody should see the same show in their bedroom. So I say create a romantic show. And that way you have a whole
sometimes
prop closet.
Sometimes
sex
isn't
so you
about
can change
romance,
things.
Though.
Okay, sometimes. I'm fine with it being sometimes. It just... You say wham bam, thank you ma'am, that's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but that's not all the time. Right?
Depends on your situation.
Sometimes it should be something more. Well, even if you like it rough or whatever, there might still be props and you should still have a different experience. Because again, the same, even some great movie. Fred loves Deadpool. If you watch Deadpool every single night, wouldn't you be bored to tears with it?
No, I have movies that I can watch anytime.
Fred can watch Shawshank Redemption anytime.
I can watch Shawshank.
And that's like a 5-hour movie.
Yeah.
I just can't believe that you could watch that every single night for a whole year or 6 months.
No, but I have a weird list of movies that anytime any of the Batman trilogy movies are on, I will watch them anytime.
Yes, you have a list. I agree with. So you have a selection of however many different kinds of shows, and any of those float your boat. That's what I think people should do with their romantic life.
So I should go get a bunch of different partners since I have a list here, right?
You could do that. That would be polyamory. You just have to make sure it's okay with your wife.
No, I'm just going to text her and tell her that you said it was okay.
If she's okay with it. Telling you, if the New York Times can talk about this, then yeah, it really is a option.
Have you talked to Jong at all about romantic props for his wedding night? As you know, it's getting closer and closer.
I have offered Jong to come to the shop. I've offered to do romantic engagement photos or anything for him. I think I've offered him, I may even have given him a particular prop that I'll leave for him or something to see. But
okay.
maybe more than one. But yes, I certainly would encourage him to have a whole selection.
Okay.
Yes. And start his closet now. We could have, that's it. We could all bring romantic props for him as wedding gifts.
That you're not, have you never been to an Asian wedding?
No,
I
haven't.
You only bring cash.
Well, can't we bring cash and something fun?
No.
Maybe if it's a fish shaped. Could we do that?
That is so racist.
No, isn't it like at Kim's son, aren't there like fish all around in those little, the aquariums? I'm not being racist. I just thought.
So Asians like fish is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying at that restaurant that there's fish and the
that's
little...
at one Asian restaurant. That's not all Asians.
Well, that's where he's getting married. I didn't pick one that he's not
going. He's
getting
married at Kim Son.
Well, that's where his party is, I thought.
Okay, but that's not where he's getting married.
I wasn't trying to be racist.
And thanks for telling everybody. Now that people are
he told just... everybody. That's how I know.
Did you tell everybody, John?
Not on the air.
Yeah. Well,
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It's
bleep
okay.
me.
Bleep
the party
me. Will be there. It's fine.
It's too late. It's too late to bleep you.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I told you I'm tired.
Save that bleep me thing because that could be, we could use that for something later. There's
bleep me with my favorite threesome. Okay, actually now we're, foursome here pulling John into this. John's okay, my bad. I owe you. Now I really need to bring him a really hot, some romantic prop for his wedding. Maybe it should be something where he can beat me, not just bleep me.
Oh, he can flog
me.
You.
Yes.
You like flogging.
Uh-huh.
Floggers.
I'm telling you. Okay, well, I don't know where that one went.
All right, so the show is at 6:30.
6:30 Saturday night, Love and Laughter with Beth. Please follow us on social media, folks. We're on Instagram and Facebook at Love and Laughter with Beth and Twitter at Love Laugh Beth. We'd really appreciate it. And
you don't post nudes on your Instagram, though, right? Or Twitter?
Not until you pose for me.
Okay.
Which I'm still waiting for.
I don't want to break the internet.
We're going to do that. We're going to do that, boudoir photos. Remember? Yeah. Mm. We're
Fred's
definitely.
Fred's slimming down. Fred's getting close to the mark.
I know.
I'm going
I heard
the opposite
that. I paid
way.
Attention.
I spent a bunch of time on vacation, and I've gotten fat. I've been doing a barbecue tour instead of going to the gym.
It's fun. That's way more fun, though.
It ain't working for me.
Way more fun.
But Fred can do a nude calendar.
He's going to look good.
Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
But another 8 to 10 pounds.
That's going to happen soon.
I think so.
Okay, so get ready, AJ. You're going to have to be there too.
Oh, I need about 40 pounds.
No, you carry it beautifully. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we'll be there.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. Shopping for electricity rates, it can be a pain in the rear, let's face it. But Tri-Eagle Energy, they're trying to make it easy for you. Signing up is so simple, so fast. Plus, there's no hidden fees, no interruption in service. Take advantage of their new low 12-month rate locked in at 8.1 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. When you get home, compare that offer to your last bill. See what it looks like. If your usage is about 2,000 kilowatt hours a month, which is that's average for hot Texas summers, your total bill would be around $170. If you're paying anything more than that in the summer, you need to switch now. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. And remember to use that promo code ESPN to make sure you get the best rate. It's Tri-Eagle Energy, PUCT license number 10064.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 409 saying, I'm glad all the Blitzers are invited to John's wedding party. So, there you go. Let's clarify, you're not invited. We're not even sure we're invited yet, so let's...
I'll make sure not to announce it. The date, yeah.
Isn't there multiple of those restaurants anyway?
There's two.
Really?
Like, yeah.
There's one in the Woodlands.
Oh, there is
three.
There?
There's three then. There's,
okay, there's three.
Yeah, there's
okay.
One in Sugarland.
Oh, okay, then there's four.
Okay. Well, it's going to be at one of those. It's probably going to be in the Woodlands.
So you're only going to have a 25% chance of getting it right if you're going to go stalk. So... Although I'm pretty sure if you're going to stalk, you figured out a way to get there.
When is that anyway, John?
What do you mean?
What part of the year?
Next year. It's not during football season.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Good. Is it during the summer?
Sure.
I'm trying to be out of town those times. But...
Jermaine was, I would say, puzzled by that segment. That's always good. Oh, man. That's always fun. Part of the fun of it is Beth intentionally tries to make me uncomfortable.
That's not true.
She does, and she succeeds every
week. Did you tell
her
about last week when Katie was getting pounded?
Stop that.
By weather?
No, you could stop that.
It was weather, and Katie was bad. Yeah. They were getting pounded.
Yeah, we're not having that discussion.
Did you talk to her, though?
Stop it. Just stop
Okay, I knew you had a bad feeling.
Just stop it. Oh, Jesus, can we end this show already? 713-780. Yeah, somebody said there's one in Memorial City, too. Did you count that one among
No, I didn't know that was the one there either.
So there's like a handful of them.
Now, see, but people are sitting there scratching off the ones that you didn't know where they were there. You should have lied and said, oh, yeah, I know about that one. There used to be two downtown at one point.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah, there was one that was closer to Market Square. I don't know if it's, it may still be there. I don't think it is. I think they turned that into a building or something, like a new building. But now I'm curious how many there are. Because that's at least five. 713-780-ESPN. Hoffman, you got anything you want to get to over there?
Oh, we have plenty of stuff. I had some non-sports stories. I feel like we've been, with the exception of that last segment with Beth, where we never really talk about sports, but I feel like today we've been really sportsy.
Well, we kind of have.
So, I mean, I'm up to talk some non-sports, if you're up for that. First of all, how much have you been paying attention to the eclipse phenomenon?
I really didn't pay much attention to it until Eric was talking about it the other day.
I can't believe, like, and I think part of it's because my wife is from up there, so, but she's saying that people are renting out their yards to put up a tent for $500 a night.
Wow.
I mean, we need the eclipse to come through here. Why didn't the eclipse come here? We could have Airbnb'd this whole office.
Yeah, no kidding.
But it ended up not working out. But I'm excited about that. I had a couple of eclipse stories. Then I've remembered that, yeah, we talked about that with Eric. So that maybe not be as interesting as we thought, because we some of the same stuff like hotel room costs and things like that, we kind of already went over. Mm. Did you see what happened in LaPorte? A woman pointed a knife that is shaped like a handgun out her window. She got arrested. Road rage incidents on Highway 225. Amanda Downs, who's 25, was driving a red Silverado pickup truck when a victim captured an image of the driver pointing what initially appeared to be a handgun. This was the second report of a road rage incident around the same day, same time, same location. The first occurred in July, or excuse me, the same time of day and location. The first occurred in July. The suspect and vehicle matched the same description of Downs and her truck. She confessed to both incidents when questioned by authorities. She surrendered what turned out to be a large folding knife cast into the shape of a handgun. She's charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. So if you've got a knife that's shaped like a gun, you can't point that out your window, even if it's not a real gun. I don't think you can point toy guns out the window. I don't think you can point wooden guns, BB gun, none of that stuff out your window, or they'll just pretend like it's a real gun and you'll get real gun charges.
Not wise, guys.
You know, that's kind of dumb on a lot of levels, because what if you point that out your window at somebody who actually has a gun?
That's...
Because I guarantee you, I'd probably be shooting back.
That's kind of where I'm at. I'm the kind of guy where if you point a gun out the window at me, I will probably point a gun at you. And if your gun does not have bullets, mine has bullets.
Yeah,
I'm gonna win that battle.
And I think there's a lot of this is Texas. I'm just gonna tell you, there's a lot of people probably just like you.
Yeah.
Just saying. All right, guys, got to tell you about Harry's Razors. And, man, this has changed my life in such a good way, because I never go to the store for razors anymore. I never wait too long to get new razors and wind up cutting my face all up, because Harry's has changed everything. I get everything delivered right there to my mailbox. Over 3 million people have made the switch to Harry's, including me, and they've got 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. It's convenient because it comes right there to your home. It's affordable because they make them right there at the factory and sell them directly to you, and you get a great shave. They're so confident you're going to love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. You just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, a partner with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer. That's right, free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Until I made my getaway.
1, 2, 3, they're gonna run back to me. Cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep. 1, 2, 3, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never.
All right, guys, summer means a lot of foot traffic coming through your house. Now's a great time to clean your carpets and tile floors with Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning. Get the summer special for a limited time only. Dirt-Free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. That's right, a free room clean with a speed dry with any purchase over $120. A free room can be carpet or tile, doesn't matter. Don't miss out on this deal, guys. It's not going to last forever. The other guys, they leave behind too much water, soapy residue, chemicals, allergens that can make your family sick. Not Dirt-Free. 281 Dirt-Free. Go toxic chemical-free with Dirt-Free Carpet. And right now, if you call 281 Dirt-Free, tell them you're here on ESPN 97.5. They'll clean that one room for free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. It's 281 Dirt-Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back on The Blitz. Friday is Trailer Wheel and Frame Friday. We're broadcasting live. Well, not us, but John and Raheel and Sean and John broadcasting live from the best trailer dealer in town. Trailer Wheel and Frame is conveniently located on 45 North just after West Canino. Come out, catch the live shows, win great prizes, and enjoy complimentary refreshments from Cat's Coffee, Rudy's Barbecue, and St. Arnold's Brewery. Speaking of which, of Dave South there, it's going to be his last year doing football and basketball.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. What's going to happen to sports?
Yeah.
Do we get to keep that, even though he's...
I say we can.
We can keep it, I think.
Okay, because I kind of like that.
I mean, I don't see why we shouldn't be able to keep it.
Well.
But, yeah, it's a...
He's going to keep doing baseball. I got the sense he loves baseball. I think that's his favorite.
I feel like doing play-by-play for baseball would be the most boring.
Yeah.
But
maybe you could be the new voice of the Aggies.
I don't think they would accept me, to be honest. That's something that they
that would be fun. We should, one of us should apply. Just for the hell of it.
We should apply as a team.
Because I would never take it, but that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think we should do that. And then let them send us a rejection letter.
Okay.
All right, let's do off about Hollywood.
Sometimes we talk about how much money these famous folks make. Did you see what price range would you put the Sharknado actors in? How much money do you think you get for doing Sharknado?
See, I would say the first one they probably didn't make that much, but I guess $300,000 to $500,000 for your main actors.
So Ian Ziering is the main dude on Sharknado. You think he would be? He'd make about
$300,000 to $500,000.
Okay,
range.
What if I told you that for Sharknado 5, which by the way we are up to Sharknado 5.
Yeah, because why not?
Yeah, that Ian Ziering, who is the star of Sharknado from Beverly Hills 90210 fame. He will make more money for doing Sharknado 5 than Gal Gadot did for making Wonder Woman.
Well,
is that a base?
Front, yeah.
Almost double. Gal Gadot made a base salary of $300,000 for Wonder Woman. His paycheck for Sharknado 5 will be almost double that, making $500,000 for the fifth Sharknado movie.
But I'm pretty sure she makes percentage of the box office sales.
Yeah,
she does. She's going to end up making like 20-something million, I think. Something like that.
Well, that's pretty good. The budget is $3 million, double the cost of the original. And so he's making 500,000 of that out of the 3 million.
Jeez.
So, I don't know how much you could, how much money they could be making off that thing.
Yeah, the Gal Gadot thing is a little misleading because a whole bunch of people are making a big deal out of it that What's-His-Face got more for Superman than she did.
Yeah.
But the reality is, with the percentages and stuff, she's going to do just fine. And she's going to get a hell of a lot more for the next one.
Yeah, it's made almost $800 million worldwide.
Yeah, she's going to do okay. I think she's doing fine.
She's doing just
She's going to do better than Sharknado 5 guy.
Are you surprised that, and I guess I should tell you the stat before I ask if you're surprised, the Game of Thrones episode that happened this weekend,
yes,
was the highest rated episode in the series history.
Really?
It was also leaked early.
Yeah.
So does that surprise you that it would have the best ratings ever after it was leaked?
No, because I think because it was leaked, most of the people who watch it online are people who are pirating it anyway.
Okay.
And then I think some people watched it, then wanted to see it on their big TV. I think it created a buzz. The fact that it was leaked created a bigger buzz than usual. Now, and I think this audience for the show grows every week, so it doesn't surprise me.
I find that odd. I was surprised because I figured that some people...
Did you watch it online?
I didn't watch it online, no.
John?
Hell no.
No, I've got a big giant TV. Like, I don't like to watch anything online.
Yeah. I don't even like watching on my computer on flights.
Yeah. When I was on vacation, I had to watch an episode on my iPad. I hated it. 10.2 million viewers, which edges out the show's previous all-time record holder, the season 7 premiere, which was Dragonstone, had 10.1 million viewers. So there was a slight drop in the middle two episodes, 9.2 million for the first air plays for episode 2 and 3 up to 10.2. Maybe the show's just getting really good and people are...
Well, this was the best one of the year.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Give Jong an A+. Give Hoffman an A. I'm going to give myself a D- today. We'll try to make it better tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.